Welcome to a Nick Note audio file. This is a significant time in American history. You saw the biggest landslide in U.S. history since the Reagan Revolution. Now, if you're part of the woke, gay, lib, I'm prejudiced generation, and you're upset about the victory, go hug your comfort animal and take a pill, because whether you like it or not, Trump is in control by an outstanding majority in the popular vote. He took the Electoral College, he took the Senate, he took the House, and Trump will have his way. Now, he's not an unknown quantity. You know what he did last time? Well, now he's going to do that on rocket power. He's going to break the sound barrier. Okay, this is going to be a hypersonic presidency that will change the direction of the world, in my opinion, in a good way. Now, Trump is a man. He's a sinner. He has warts and pimples. He's a flawed person. The difference between his and the other severely flawed people, especially when the Democrats, is they go to great lengths to hide it. Trump doesn't. Trump is a nasty piece of work. Let me tell you something. He has worked with all groups. You know, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, which is a mob-controlled town, he opened up a casino. Okay? He has friends among every group. Now, he has got a target that has really pissed him off, and it's up close and personal, and that is the Ayatollah Khomeini. As far as I'm concerned, Iran should be squished like a cockroach. They shouldn't be allowed to have nuclear weapons. They shouldn't be allowed to have oil. Most of the leadership shouldn't be allowed to breathe. And they're going to go get their virgins. Because let me tell you, two assassination attempts, one by an amateur 20-year-old who they gave a shot at, who was funded by Iranian underground people. Not documented. But what is documented, it was a hit squad hired by Iran to take out Trump, and they were in a deep stage of planning. Now, let me point out something else to you. You might remember when there was a leak of Israelis' plans to bomb Israel. Well, that was Iranians that are deeply embedded in the deep state. And Trump is going to have to clean them out of government offices, which he will do because he knows his enemy is. Now, let me be clear here. Donald Trump is not afraid of anything. There was a little guy that had sex parties with Donald Trump, and he was a good friend of his, and he was about to spill the beans. His name was Epstein, and he said he's most afraid of Donald Trump. Trump was in office, and in a super max holding prison, okay, a notorious place, he was under 24-hour camera and suicide watch. And Epstein's cameras all of a sudden went off, and the guards that were on duty were replaced by unknown temporary guards. The cameras didn't work, and all of a sudden Epstein committed suicide. Surely you're not that naive. This was a hit on a man that had a lot of information on Trump and was blackmailing like did many others. And Donald Trump said, I'm not going to take it anymore. I said, flawed man. Now, do you want a Nancy Pelosi? Ooh, I'm the president. Ooh, I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to have peace and love. That ain't how the world works. Okay, you need to grow up and take a big boy, put on your big boy pants. Because Donald Trump is the man of our time. We've got enemies in China. We've got enemies in Russia. We got enemies in South Korea. And we got Iran, which is the terrorist funding organization. And I have to say, our little senile president, the one in office now, Biden, allowed them to pour all the oil they want, gave them billions of dollars. And in 300 million barrels of oil exported a day, Iran built the terrorist states among Islamic Jihad. They did the Houthis in the south. They did in the north Lebanon. They did Syria. They did Iraq. And they are now formidable powers with advanced rocket technology that the only reason why we are not seeing mushroom crowds is because Israel was able to dismantle the rocket assembly operation. Iran's down to 1,000 sophisticated rockets, which is not much. The rocket factory is out of commission. It'll take a year to rebuild it because it's a complicated little structure and billions of dollars. Not getting a chance to rebuild it. Let me tell you what's happened. Donald Trump believes in payback. Donald Trump got almost his head shot off, got his ear, and then they had a second attempt. And they had a hit squad that was amassing to use criminal organizations in the United States to take out Donald Trump. And for once, the FBI did its job and stopped him. That doesn't end it. Donald Trump has got no choice but to kill that pig. You got to cut off the head of the snake. And that is the Ayatollah Khomeini, and his days are numbered. He's going to get his virgins. He is going to have a great funeral where he's the hero of the Islamic crazies. And he will go as a martyr. And Iran will be toppled. This is a foregone conclusion, my friends. Let me tell you what's happening. You might remember that Iran was about to attack Israel for taking out the radar installations, the rocket factories, and various munition weapon sites, including the very important plant where they mix rocket fuels. This is high technology stuff. Gone. Iran was getting ready to blast the shit out of Israel. What happened? Well, it was going to be done before the elections. But advanced polling by Rasmussen, the only poll guy that got it right, said that Trump was going to win by a big margin, and Iran decided to hold off and see what happened. Their worst nightmare was that two assassination attempts on Trump failed, a third team has been busted, and Donald Trump won by a landslide. He is now the most protected man on the president. I also want to tell you, he's the most powerful president we had since Reagan toppled the Berlin Wall. And Reagan toppled the Soviet Empire, which is no more. It's now Mother Russia, and they can't even take Ukraine. You're going to see the same scenario with the Middle Eastern crazies, radical Islam. They're going to have a shot at it, and they're going to lose. And let me tell you, he's going to bring peace to the Middle East. He's going to put Hamas back in his bottle, a much weakened one. Hezbollah will be no more. And he may even, in the process, liberate Lebanon from the curse of Hezbollah and Iran's power play there. So you need to wake up and smell the coffee and realize one very important thing. Like it or not, he's such a beast. Gay, woke, whatever you are, you have a new king in town. A popular elected king with a mandate from the people. Like it or not, losing is losing. That's how the world works. Now, it's someone else's turn to switch. And that's the right-wing conservatives. And they have an agenda. That is, we kill our enemies. We don't try to give shit to them and make peace because that doesn't work. You can't appease a Hitler. You can't appease a Hirohito. Look, we nuked the Japanese twice, and rightly so. And the civilian death toll was incredible, including the bombings. You're going to have a war. Now, a war by nature, by definition, is a crime against humanity. And civilians die in war, and that's the reality. Iran is about to come under the microscope of the new president, Heil Trump. Now, he's the most powerful president in the world. He controls the most powerful military. He has a mandate from the people, and he's unstoppable. So look for big, big changes. As far as the Ayatollah Khomeini, I think he should plan his burial because he's through. He's done. Let me tell you, there's an old saying. You should never wound a king. And seen on worldwide TV was the wounding of Donald Trump. And he got up and he said, fight, fight, fight. And against odds that no one knew was possible, he's got a mandate. He is the supreme commander. He is the uncontested leader of the free world. And let me tell you, They're shitting bricks all over the world because they know Donald Trump's coming to get them. And Ayatollah Khomeini and Iran will be no more. No more oil, no more weapons, no more nukes, gone, kaput. And the leadership, they're dead, gone, and buried.